The Jump Academy is teaching students about the world of music production, and who better to learn it from than a Grammy Award-winning producer. Justin Pelham started the Jump Academy, and he joins us now. Justin, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going? It's great to have you here. You, first of all, let's talk about what you've already accomplished here in terms of your producing career. What makes a good ear for a producer when you produce the best contemporary Christian song of 2024 that won a Grammy?
Man, what makes the best ear? I want to say just using your influences. I grew up a pastor's kid. I grew up listening to a lot of gospel. And every now and then I would sneak and listen to some R&B records or some rock or whatever. And I think I just would hear music in my head all day. And so eventually you learn how to take the stuff in your head and turn it into actual music that people could listen to. And so fast forward as an adult, I just do it every day, you know. And so luckily, cool things like, you know, awards and accolades come along.
Yeah. And you won the Grammy for Best Contemporary Christian Song. And you developed the lyrics and the melody for Tasha Cobb Leonard and Lecrae's song, Your Power.
Yep.
And I mean, how did they put their faith in you to go ahead and come up with that at such a young age?
Wow. So this, I was 35 at the time. So
right.
I don't know if you consider that young.
Well.
But essentially, I have a sound design company that I co-own with a good friend of mine. It's called Pelham Jr. And so we make what's called sample packs. And so we actually created the lyrics and the melody for Your Power about 5 years ago. And so Lecrae's producers were just looking for sounds, they were looking for inspiration, and they came along our work. And so they asked, can we use this to build a song off of it? And so that's where it started. And so they built the entire song and the lyrics, and next thing you know, we were nominated for a Grammy. So it's surreal.
So you won the Grammy, but the idea for the Jump Academy actually started several years ago. Where did that start? With a summer camp, basically?
Yeah, so the idea for a summer camp has been something in my head for a while. So in college, me and my buddies were in a Christian rap group called The Winner's Circle. And so that's really where we got the idea for ministry and working with kids. And so after we won the Grammy in 2024, I think God just was like, now is the perfect time to kind of take the exposure that I've been getting from the Grammy win and to, you know, kind of use it to do something cool in the community. And so that's when I decided to start up Jump Academy and pulled together some resources to do a summer camp. And so it was a great experience, and we plan to do it all over again in 2026.
So that led from a summer camp, and now you're actually turning this into something that's influencing younger people right away. In fact, a 13-year-old who wants to be a producer is learning at your academy, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's Quest Allen. He goes by Jackpot. His dad is one of my best friends. He's a local pastor as well. But Quest is, I mean, he has a gift. And so about 2 years ago, his dad reached out and asked what I mentor him. And in the 2 years, man, he's come so far. I mean, he's doing things at 13 that I was barely doing at 18. And so it's really been a privilege to be able to mentor and teach Quest. And, you know, from the things that we've been doing here at my studio with Quest, you know, we just kind of scaled it up and we're able to kind of bring that experience to more kids through Jump Academy.
Yeah, and how many kids are you getting in this academy now? How many of them show interest in music production?
So we had about 11 kids for our first go-around, and they ranged from 10, and I believe the oldest was 15. And, yeah, so, I mean, they all ranged, and so I don't want people to think that everybody that gets involved with Jump Academy is some musical savant or has to be somebody that is super in love with music. Like, really, music production is just a vehicle for you know, lessons and values like creativity and collaboration and, you know, these kinds of things. And so some of the kids are really, really into music, and some of them, you know, they like it a little bit, but it's the camaraderie and it's all the other things that we hope can help them outside of the studio as well as inside the studio as well.
Do you find that at a time when education in schools when it comes to music, musical education classes, that's now being kind of stripped away piece by piece, that that something like this is important for kids who do want to have a musical future professionally?
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the real reasons why I felt like, you know, I saw the landscape changing. I saw funding going away. And so, you know, how they say you got to be the change that you want to see. God just kind of laid on my heart just to put it out there. And people have been supporting it, you know. And I wanted to create Jump Academy because, I mean, there's lots of sports programs, and that's great. But there isn't really anything like Jump Academy that I could find for the kids who are creative, the kids who maybe don't want to bounce the ball. They still need a creative outlet, too, and something that's more than just making beats or making music, something where they actually learn, like, values and character and how to work in a team and solve problems. Like, that's what we wanted to build with Jump Academy. And so hopefully we can build it and create an alternative, you know, to in a landscape where, yeah, it's harder to find these things in public education.
Absolutely, and it's wonderful that you're doing that. Justin Pelham, a music producer who is the founder of the Jump Academy. Justin, thank you so much for joining us here today. Great to talk to you. It's wonderful that you're doing this for young people. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and if you guys want to learn more, connect, just go to jumpacademync.org, and yeah, we'd love to connect with you. Thank you so much for having me.